This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
New year, new goals. And for a lot of us, money is the top of the list. Saving more, spending smarter, or just feeling more in control financially. So today, we're talking about how to set yourself up financially for the year ahead. What to focus on, what to avoid, and where to start if you feel a bit overwhelmed. Paul Merriman, also known as Ask Paul, is here with practical advice to help make this year a better one for your pocket. Paul, as we head into the new year, why is this such an important time for people to review their finances?
Great question. I think once it gets to January, everybody has a kind of reset moment, and they kind of plan out the year ahead. They might be thinking of small financial goals, big financial goals, long financial goals. So yeah, I think it's a really good time. A new year, new you, will probably be 80 to 85% of people's mindset. So while the mindset's in that space, it's now the right time to probably start taking action and getting yourself in a better financial situation. If you need to be, there's some people out there in a great financial situation. They're very comfortable going into January. And for other people, they might want to make small changes. And unfortunately, there are people out there that might seem like it has a mountain to climb ahead of them. So wherever you sit, I suppose, yeah, it's always a good time to think about your finances.
How should somebody set realistic financial goals for the year ahead? As you mentioned, they're kind of smaller changes, especially if money has been tight. And I'm sure many people in the country feel like it's 150 days till the January payday.
Yeah, that January payday always gets people. It's great getting paid early in December, but it comes back to haunt you in January. Look, I think everyone's going to be different. So and once you have any type of financial goal, you're looking for your financial goals to be broken up into short, medium and long term. For a short term goal for a lot of people might be to start saving or to pay down debt. So people might wake up with a kind of financial hangover from December, from Christmas. So the idea is to try and get yourself on top of your debt as soon as possible. So you should be trying to make sure you don't get into long-term debt. So if you have got a credit card bill, if you have got an overdraft, it's trying to tackle that head on quickly and try and get rid of it by the summertime. It's probably impractical to get rid of it in January or even February or March, because it's important with any type of financial plan that you give yourself balance and you give yourself enough time to actually achieve what you're trying to do. I think the one thing that people get wrong, it's very similar to going to the gym. You know, people kind of start off in January, get a gym membership and trying to lose all their weight in the first couple of weeks or months, and they get demotivated when it doesn't happen quick enough. So very much like fitness, financial advice is pretty similar in that you want to give yourself achievable goals. Try and not get yourself overwhelmed and try and say, great, if I got rid of this debt by, you know, the summertime or even by the end of the summer, it's going to be a really good situation to be in. So try and tackle your debt first. If you're someone who's looking to save for the first time or hasn't really saved properly before, even starting this week by just putting €1 aside, it's actually saving. It doesn't need to be hundreds or thousands of euro. So even just putting a small habit to say, this week I'm going to put €100 aside, or €1 aside. Next week I'm going to put €2 aside, then €3. If you do that every week for the full 52 weeks of 2026, at the end of the year, you have €1,378 actually saved. So it's only increases of €1 every week as the weeks go by. So it's about really kind of setting yourself easy, achievable goals if you've never done this before and not getting overwhelmed by it. So baby steps and then trying to compound them every week, every month, and then gradually every year. And that's really all you need to do.
What about budgeting? This is probably the time of the year where someone will say to themselves, I really need to start looking at my money, what I'm spending, what's coming in, what's going out. What's your simplest advice for creating a budget that people can actually stick to?
Really good question. And I think the best thing to do is get rid of the word budget and call it a spend plan. I think people think budgeting, it means they have to save. It means they have to be tight with their money. It doesn't. A budget, a really good budget, is actually just a really good spend plan. Where are you spending your money? And are you happy with where you're spending your money? And if not, stop it. So, you know, getting a pen and piece of paper, an Excel spreadsheet, or there's loads. If you just Google a financial budget, you'll get one on Google on an Excel spreadsheet quite easily and free. It's about trying to write down all the money that comes into your account. So that's typically your wages, maybe some social welfare payments, like the children's allowance or somebody's on social welfare payments, the full payment going in. And then look at your bank statements and look at all your outgoings. Don't look at December. Maybe look at last October and November and look at a typical month, because December is usually a big spend month, obviously, because of Christmas. Look at your average month. Look where your money's going. So rent, mortgage, your kind of usual bills, whether it's the like of insurance, your utility bills, your gas, electricity, your phone bills, your broadband. Put all those down And then look at your discretionary spends, look at your subscriptions, look at stuff that you're spending, and make sure you're happy with it. And if you're not happy with it, just stop it. So if you've got a subscription to something that you don't longer use anymore, you know, stop it. If you've got a really high ESB or a gas bill, try and switch your provider to make sure you're saving money. And just try and own your money. I think the big thing for people when they hear the word budget, a lot of people are kind of on autopilot. Money comes in, money goes out. They might have nothing left over. They might panic. They might struggle. But trying to own your money and say, I've worked really hard to get this into my bank account. I want to make sure that I'm really happy with where it's being spent. And it's not to me or any other financial planner in the country to judge what you do. You're like, everyone's an adult. They can spend where they want to spend their money. So first of all, is making sure that you're happy with where you're spending your money. If you're spending your money and you're going out every weekend, you're going on big holidays, you're not getting into debt, I'm not there to tell you not to do that. If that's what you want to do and enjoy your life, do it. So financial planning and budgeting is not always about stopping good times and saving every penny. In fact, most of our clients, you're trying to get them to spend more money, you're trying to get them to enjoy life. So having a good financial plan is not always about scrimping and saving and putting all your money into pensions for the future. It's about creating a really balanced plan with the vast majority, 80-90% of your money being spent and a small bit of your income being used to create a better future for you, to give yourself a little bit of protection should something go wrong with your health or to make sure your kids are looked after. There's loads of things you can do, but it doesn't have to be as drastic as, you know, 20 or 30% of your wage pack. You should be spending the majority of money and having a good life.
I know that you're the advisor in the situation. As you said, people can do with their money what they want, really. It's their prerogative. Mm-hmm. And the way that you lay it out there, it does sound so appealing and so straightforward. But obviously, look, we know ourselves, things are more expensive now. I think we're in a cost of living crisis, rising costs. If people are trying to do kind of a spend plan and they do feel like they're just stretched very thin, is there any place that you would generally say could be easier to cut back in a certain area, you know, to help them get started? Like if they're a bit lost as to maybe where they can redistribute money, what areas do you say generally can be changed or cut back on?
You have to look at the big ones. So the big ones is usually a mortgage repayment or rent. And there's very little you can do with your rent. You can't negotiate your rent downwards. You could with your mortgage. You could potentially switch your mortgage. You could potentially put your mortgage over a longer period of time. You can actually, most mortgage avoiders allow you take a mortgage payment skip, which most people don't utilize. So if you have a big life event like a change of job or a baby or a wedding or something like that, you should be able to take a payment skip for a few months. Yes, it will put it onto the end of the mortgage, but it's about having a balanced financial plan. And the same with any type of loan repayments you may have. You might need to extend your mortgage, your loan repayments out by an extra year or two, or do something that it gives you a little bit more freedom. So a good financial plan and a good financial planner looking at all your costs and being able to tell you what way to use the system is probably what you need there. After that, you're looking at the usual stuff like the likes of the utility bills, the broadband bills, all those things, making sure you're switching providers every year and getting the best deal out there. You know, even if it's only like €50 a month being saved, it's still €600 at the end of the year in your back pocket. Look at if you have an Apple iPhone or you have a Google Android phone, if you go in and just type in subscriptions, it's going to show you all the things that you've probably signed up to that you no longer use in apps or in app purchases. So trying to get rid of all those. So like I said, it's just taking an hour maybe and just owning all those costs that are going out and seeing what you can do. Like I said, unfortunately, if you're renting, it's very limited to what you can do. But if you do have a mortgage, that's usually the biggest cost. And it's also an important time to say to people, it's okay to be not okay financially as well, especially if you have young children. I mean, people in their, you know, 20s, 30s or 40s that have young kids and maybe have a mortgage or rent, it's okay to be tight for a year or two. A lot of people go through a situation where they have a limited amount of financial flexibility. It's about trying to understand that it's okay for a year, two, three or four till kids go to school and creche fees stop. So sometimes about just the financial plan is about getting people to be comfortable where they are and being able to show them what it looks like in 5 years' time when the creche fee is stopping. That's when you can start maybe looking at pensions, looking at saving, looking at kids' education funds, maybe overpaying your mortgage and doing some of the cooler financial planning things. But everyone just needs to be in the right place and the right time for that. And I think it's unfortunate people don't get financial planning advice because they feel they might have the money to invest or put away. But it's not always about doing that. It's about trying to get yourself in the right wellness space with your money and your kind of financial plan. Even if it's a high situation for today, knowing that it's going to be okay in a few years is sometimes a relief that people need.
If people are struggling at the minute financially, as you said, look, it's something that so many people go through. It's so common. It's the economy we're living in. What is this kind of smartest way, in fact, to tackle debt at the start of the new year? If they're starting fresh now and they want to, you know, really get stuck in to change it.
I would 100% recommend everyone to head to mabs.ie. So M-A-B-S, mabs.ie, the Money and Advice Bureau Services. That's a free service. They will help you budget. They will help you renegotiate your debt down. So they have a really, really, really good service for people that are struggling with their short-term debt. And even with the mortgage repayments, no matter what your kind of debt situation is, if you're struggling, getting overwhelmed, there are a load of solutions out there. The Central Bank of Ireland has worked really, really tirelessly over the last kind of 20 years since the financial crash to really get the financial institutions to support people more when it comes to financial difficulty. So they all have various different programs. They all have various different ways that they can help people through debt. The big thing not to do is to keep your head in the sand and try and go week to week or month to month under financial pressure, because that brings its own mental health challenges. It can bring challenges into people's relationships, into their home life. So society, like I said, I think in 20 years, we've come a long way. So if you are under any financial strain due to short term, you know, financial pressures, especially if it's down to lending and too many borrowings, maybe 100% reach out to MABS, give them all your information and they will come up with a financial plan to help you get out of that situation as soon as possible and then negotiate with the lenders on your behalf. It's a really, really good service and not one that's talked about that often, in my opinion.
Just as you said that, I actually don't think I've come across MABS before. So
yeah,
it's
unfortunate. Yeah, and they've offices nearly in every town or every county in Ireland as well. It's a really good service. So like I said, you're not supposed to be in a situation. Everyone can make mistakes with their finances. People can lose jobs. People can be sick. There's loads of reasons why people end up in financial difficulty. So there's loads of services out there, but MABS is probably the best one I could recommend to anybody. They're brilliant. And either you're having a difficulty budgeting, so if you've never budgeted before, you're just overwhelmed, they have a really good budgeting service. They've got a really good service where you can drop in. They'll help you over the phone with advice. It's excellent. So I couldn't recommend that more to people that are in that situation.
I really appreciate you sharing that with us this evening then. So hopefully it will help someone out. And if people are looking to hear more from you, Paul, where can they find you on social media?
Yes, you can head over to any of the Instagram, our social media pages, askpaul.ie, Instagram, TikTok, etc. And then our website is askpaul.ie. We have all the links for financial planning, investment, pension consultations, mortgage consultations, whatever people need. And they're all free, by the way, as well, for people that want to use them.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for jumping on iRadio's group chat. And a very happy new year to you.
Happy new year. Thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.